Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Catherine from Local Splash. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Yes, we did receive a call, but I'm not sure if you're hearing me or so, but I'm glad that I was able to reach you now. Is there anything we can help?
Yes. Do you know who I am, or do you need my phone number?
I would definitely need your phone number to pull up your account.
Okay. 847-272-5550.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Emmanuel Basilikos.
And your business name, too?
North Shore Refrigerator and Appliance Repair, Inc.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And yes, how can I help you?
All right. So now you see who I am, or?
Yep. I see your account.
Okay. So, you know, you guys signed me up way back when, you know, you guys promised me that it would always be at the top, number one, all the time. But now if you, for example, if you put an appliance repair, Highland Park, Illinois, for example, that's one of the towns I advertise in, like, I'm nowhere to be found, you know? And I'm not even in the top page or anything. And I'm just wondering, like, what is the point of paying if I'm not even appearing? You know, I was in so many towns, and then they told me, well, if I concentrate down to, like, five or six towns, that it would do a lot better for me than I could always be on the top, which I did. So you guys, like, are only working on, I think, like, six towns for me, I think it is. But it seems like the more I do, the worse it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep getting competitor phone calls. You know, they're always kind of telling you, you know, what you guys did. You know, calling me and saying that, you know, we can put you at the top. And, so, you know, they're saying what you guys said to me. So this is how I know that my ads are falling, because now my phones are ringing off the hook with all these competitors calling me saying that they could put me up. And I keep telling them, well, I have a company. And, you know, of course they say, well, you're, you know, I guess it's not doing very well for you. And so I am wondering, why am I nowhere to be found?
Okay. You said you're nowhere to be found. Let me take a look into it further, okay?
Yeah. Put an appliance repair in, I'm sorry, appliance repair Highland Park, Illinois. It's one of the towns I advertise in.
Yes. And you're not seeing your business there?
No.
Okay. That's Blindfold. Weird. Because I'm pulling up your business on the map section.
You are? How far down
yes.
am I?
Though not at the very top. It's currently on the first page. Let me just count. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's currently number 4 on my end.
Hold on. Let me take another quick peek.
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, on mine, I'm not even on the top 10. Let me see what says more search results. Oh, 11. Okay, there I am. I mean, 11 on mine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, when it comes to rankings really differ when it comes to the Google Business Profile. Sometimes you're number 4, sometimes you're number 1, sometimes the most important thing is that you're on the first page. Well, that's just weird that you're 11th right now on your end, but here on our end, you're number 4, because I did a search, and it's really number 4 on my end, to which what we can do here is, okay, let me just pull up your Google Business Profile more. Okay, so you're already at 3 times postings a week, which is definitely good. But one thing that I noticed here that would need more attention are pictures. I do see that we're doing 3 times posts per week, but we only have a few number of photos. And the last images that we received from you were actually way back January, and they're just about 5 of them. Now remember, we're doing 3 posts per week. So as much, we do not want to recycle images, or if we are to recycle, at least we could just recycle a few. But we only have a very limited number of pictures that we can use, so we can create these postings. Now, pictures play an important role because pictures are also part of SEO. And to this, that's really the best move that we can do when it comes to the Google business profile and its ranking, because creating these posts creates more traction and real estate towards your Google business profile for better visibility and ranking.
Do you have more
pictures?
If I want to put, do I just text them to you on this text?
Yes, you can actually send it via text or upload it directly through the dashboard. Either way.
Or put it through. I don't know if I know how to do that. Okay. All right. And how many towns are you guys concentrating on? Last I remember, it was like, I believe 6 towns, right?
Let me confirm. Hold on. Yep, that's about 6. I've got Deerfield, Glencoe, Glenview, Highland Park, Northbrook, and Winnetka.
Is that true what the guy told me? If I eliminate a lot of towns, just concentrate on like 6, it would help?
I would say yes, that's true. Starting off concentrated is actually a great move towards highly optimizing your Google business profile.
Is Deerfield in there?
Yes, Deerfield's definitely in there.
Can you repeat those towns one more time, please?
Yes. These are Deerfield, Glencoe, Glenview, Highland Park, Northbrook, and Winnetka.
Okay. I never really seen it pop up a lot in Glenview.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can make that Wilmette.
I'm sorry?
Can we add Wilmette one more town, or is that too much?
Wilmette? Yeah, I mean, that's actually still good. Actually, if we're looking into a good number towards the Google targets, we should be looking into 5 to 10 max.
Oh, no more than 10?
Yes.
Oh, then I can add a few more towns, right?
Yep, sure. So Wilmette will be one of those.
Okay, Wilmette, Kenilworth.
Kenilworth?
Yeah, it's called Kenilworth. K-E-N-I-L-W-O-R-T-H. Kenilworth.
Okay. What else?
All right, we got Wilmette, Kenilworth. We got Winnetka, Glencoe, right?
Winnetka and Glencoe are already included.
All right, we got Highland Park, Northbrook, Deerfield, and Glenview. Correct?
Yep, that's correct.
So how many is it?
So currently we've got Deerfield, Glencoe, Glenview, Highland Park, Northbrook, Winnetka. That's already 6, plus Wilmette and Kenilworth. That's going to make it 8.
Okay, maybe we could put in Lake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And Riverwoods.
Okay. Riverwoods, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, we're already at 10. And again, pictures. And then these updates that we're going to be doing, these are really going to put some traction towards your business.
Okay. I don't know why you told me 6 if it can go up to 10. Because the 6 or 10 is the same type of thing, right?
Yes. We actually recommend 5 to 10.
Why you put me at 6? All right. Well, anyhow, regardless. All right. All right, then I guess there's not much more I can do other than send more pictures.
Yeah. Well, pictures, you'll definitely see a good difference once pictures are in and once we start new images towards your Google business profile.
Okay.
Because Google values images, I would say. Google really does value images. That's why we love pictures, because Google loves pictures.
Got it. Okay. And I also did that Google Verified.
Yes.
I've never.
I see that here.
I only see myself at night. But, I mean, that's okay. I don't know why.
Really? Well, I would recommend, if that is the case, though, Emmanuel, that we do turn on your message leads on the Google Verify program. That's going to help. Are you okay with that, like receiving leads through messages, or do you really prefer calls?
You mean legal? You mean, so in other words, I'm not sure what that means. Like, let's say, for example, your washer, you need a service on your washer, let's say, and you Google the, you know, washer repair, whatever town you live in.
Yes.
And you pick, you saw my ad, you click on it. What do you mean, leads or phone calls?
Message leads. So they will message you instead. That's one of the options. Instead of calling, you'll receive the leads via text.
From the consumer?
Yes.
Well, why would they do that? It's so much easier just to call.
Well, that's, I'm not really that much familiar about it, but that's really one of the options that you can do when it comes to the Google Verify program, to turn on the message leads. And that helps, because there are definitely those potential customers that does prefer sending a message, or, you know, so you receive the message, the leads via message rather than giving a call.
Would I get charged the same amount?
I think it's a lot cheaper if you do get the message leads, but you will still get charged. Again, it's going to be just depending on you, though. If you want to go for it, that's really one good way to optimize the Google Verify program. If not, it's totally okay.
No, because I'd rather get the call. I don't
okay.
want to pay an email or whatever.
All right, no worries. And then we'll focus on the pictures, okay? And let's see what we can do more. Pictures, and let me just look into your reviews. Your reviews are of good number, but please continue to gain more. Okay?
All right.
If you can gain more, that's also a lot better. And let's see your reviews, too. Yep, okay, you're already responding to them, so that is definitely great. Continue to respond whenever the review comes in, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you
have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.